Good morning. I am Mary Walter along with Vince Colonnese on this Friday morning. And joining us is Stephanie Seldon Howard. She is the director and producer of a documentary, Weight of Honor, that is coming out and will be shown at the Alexandria Film Festival on Sunday at the AMC Hoffmantown Theater on Swamp Road in Alexandria. Stephanie, thank you so much for getting up early. You're in California. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Mary. Thanks, Vince.
So this has taken you 5 years to make this documentary. Tell us about it. It's about the caregivers, but tell us more. Why did you, what compelled you to do this?
I had met some of the wounded veterans, really severely wounded veterans, at an event here in California. And a friend of mine who had invited them talked to me about 2 weeks later, and I said, I know there's a story here, but I don't think I can really add to the conversation. And she said no one had done anything about the military caregivers, about the families who were caring for these vets who were coming home with missing limbs or severe burns or invisible emotional wounds. And I found that to be really compelling, especially as I went through and did the research. And it's true. There hadn't been a film about that 5 years ago, and I don't think there's a film like this now.
You know, especially for something as difficult as taking care of somebody who's been wounded in combat, and in many ways, sometimes you have to take care of a lot of things for that person. That's often thrust upon somebody who doesn't expect it, that they're not prepared for it. What did you must have learned a lot from the people who take care of our injured veterans. What did you learn? What were the lessons you've drawn?
You know, one of the things that's really interesting, I don't want to say just even interesting, most of these wounded and most of the caregivers are really, really young. Because if you have someone who's enlisted right out of high school, maybe got married not long after that, it's a difficult issue because some of the people in our film were pregnant when they found out that their husbands were severely wounded. And then some of them already had really young families. So one of the issues is we're talking about being a caregiver for decades. Because let's face it, if they're going to be living with these kinds of issues and these kinds of wounds, it's going to be a long, long time.
And for some of them, it's a lifetime.
Yep.
You know, it's absolutely a lifetime. So how did you go about with the process of going about and making this documentary? You had the idea. I think it's a wonderful idea because the families serve as well, and they're really not given any kind of spotlight. It's always about the vet, which I understand. So how did you decide, you know, who did you talk to? What was the process?
The process was rather long, as anyone who's been in news knows, and really anyone who's trying to research a subject. I needed to do that, but there were no books. I found that most of the caregivers and most of the nonprofits who work with them are on Facebook primarily. That's how they reach out. So I would reach out to these nonprofits, tell them what I was doing, and ask for referrals. That took months at a time. Because they, of course, had their other jobs, but they needed to find people who were willing to go on camera and be able to tell really intimate details and share their lives. Most, like I said, most of them had children. Did they want to expose them to that information? Everyone who did participate wanted to because they wanted the word to get out and they want the civilian audience to know that they exist and that they are trying to deal with some very, very big problems, and they also want the recognition, or they need it, is what I should say.
What will people see in the film?
The people in the film will see some very, very intimate stories. I always say that the film is just a vehicle for some very important stories. We talked to 5 women, 4 wives, 1 mother, and they tell us what it was like when they first found out about the injuries and what it was like in that journey to help heal. Because once a vet gets to a point where they don't need to be in the hospital 24/7, they go home. And maybe they still go to a lot of doctor appointments, but they go home. So what you find is that the families are thrust, and the wives and the mothers are thrust into the role of being nurses, essentially. Mm-hmm. Nurses and patients.
And meanwhile, I imagine many of them have to also float another job at the same time.
You know, most of them, it's impossible.
Yeah.
For most, everyone I spoke to,
wow.
At least at first, could not work.
Wow.
They had to stay home. Think about it. If it's a burn victim, they have to spend 6 hours a day changing bandages. There are doctor appointments. There are kids in the picture. They can't work.
How did you get these caregivers, these spouses, family members, to be honest about the burden of caring for their loved one without them feeling like they were airing dirty laundry? Because I understand, I work with a group for a different disease, and we have a support group for caregivers where they can discuss openly without the patient in the room, without their loved one hearing what it's really like. How did you get them to walk that line?
You know, I didn't have that problem because I was really clear with my contacts that everything was on the table. And then when I spoke to the families, they already knew that. And 201, the veteran said, I want this to come out for her. I want to do this for her. So no one was reluctant in that way. But the very, very interesting thing that happened, and this maybe goes back to your other question, is that it was very emotional. Very emotional. The interviewee was crying. I was crying. The camera crew in back of me, I could hear, was sniffling. And when we were finished, I would just say, look, I'm really sorry. I wasn't trying to play you. I wasn't trying to make you cry. I didn't expect this. And 201, they said, no, 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 that's okay. I needed to talk about this because no one has ever asked me before.
Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us. You're going to be at the Alexandria Film Festival in Alexandria, Virginia, at the AMC Hoffman Town Theater 22. And it is part of the Salute to Service Members Showcase, which runs from 1 to 4. And people can purchase tickets at alexfilmfest.com. And admission is complimentary to veterans, active duty service members, and one guest on a first-come, first-served basis. Thank you so much for doing this, number one. And thank you so much for joining us. We wish you the best with this.
Thank you very, very much.
And happy Veterans Day.
Come to the movie, Mary. Come to the movie, Vince. We'll see you there.
We'll see you there. It is 8:45, time for WMAL Traffic.